Good evening, everyone. It's time to take charge of your life. Hello, this is marriage and family therapist Eleanor Barbaro, your host, inviting you to take charge of your life on WDIY. The theme of this program is that so many events in life happen to us over which we have no control. Our only control is our response to life's situations. It is often said that 90% of life's events happen to us, and 10% is what we make happen. This evening, we will talk about the needs of both individuals and couples from conception or preconception through the parenting years. Childbirth is a special time for both the woman and her growing family. And this evening, we're talking about a brand new service, The Growing Place, which offers birth services and support for mothers and families through the journey of pregnancy, labor, and birth. And my guests this evening are Ginny Afuso, a childbirth educator and a birth doula with a passion for supporting women as they journey through their pregnancy and birth experiences. She is a certified doula of North America as a birth doula and has experience caring for women in both the home and in a hospital setting. And Mary Welch, who is also a certified birth doula and who has her own experiences that brought her into the doula work. It's a pleasure to welcome both Mary Welch and Ginny Afuso from The Growing Place, newly opened in Emmaus just this month. Welcome to WDIY.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So tell me, how did you get started with the idea of the need for such a place as The Growing Place? Mary?
Ginny and I had worked independently for several years as childbirth doulas. For anyone who's not familiar with what that is, as doulas, we provide emotional, physical, and educational support to mom and her, either her husband or her partner or different family members that are going to support her. And we had been practicing individually and recognized that it was very difficult to provide the level of support that we wanted to while also being there to support our own families. So we decided to start working together so that we didn't have to sacrifice our professionalism for our family lives. And what happened from there is that we found that we were able to offer a higher level of support to families because we had specific hours that we would be working where we could devote 100% of our attention to those families. After we started working together, we said, wouldn't it be great if there were more individuals that could further support our mission of helping families in the Lehigh Valley? So we called several professionals that we had worked with over the years and said, we want to open a space. We want to have the ability to offer women a variety of services from preconception all the way through birth and support them greater than we were able to do just on our own.
Well, I think that is a phenomenal idea and very much needed. And Ginny, how about yourself? How did you come to the idea of The Growing Place?
So as me and Mary, we were working together, we did support lots of families, and we realized we were trying to find other people to help support them through the process. But everybody's very spread out in the community. There was no one place where we could say, tell the clients to go where they could find everything. And we said, wouldn't it be nice if everybody was under one roof, where we all could refer out to each other, where couples could come and have wellness services like massage and Reiki and reflexology to help support them physically, where they could get emotional support from other couples that are also pregnant, where they could get educational services. We wanted to bring that all under one roof so that they could get that support easier.
Well, I think that's a remarkable idea. But tell us, you know, I have some confusion in my mind, and maybe some of my listeners do as well. You are each certified as doulas. What's the difference between a doula and a midwife? I always thought that a doula was somebody who assisted a person who wanted to give birth in water, surrounded by her family at home. Is that what a doula is?
A doula, by definition, provides continuous emotional, physical, and educational support for a woman. There's a big difference between a doula and a midwife, because a midwife or an obstetrician provide clinical support. So they're worried about the health, the physical health of the mother and the baby. As a doula, we provide that physical and emotional support. So making sure she understands her options, making sure that someone's with her and by her side, making sure that everyone in her family understands what's going on during the birth, during the labor. So we don't provide any clinical skills. We don't take blood pressures. We don't do cervical exams. We don't do fetal monitoring. But what we do is maybe explain those things to the mom. What does it mean that my blood pressure is high? Well, maybe it means that you should lay down or that we need to get more fluids into you. Or if something else comes up, like when the doctor assesses maybe her cervical dilation and it looks maybe like she's only 3 centimeters, we can help her with ideas for how to maybe speed up her labor or to make her more comfortable, or to maybe she needs some rest and we can give her some tips and tricks for maybe at this point in your labor you need to get more rest. So we try to work with the mom on more of an emotional and physical support level as opposed to clinical.
Yeah, I'm just curious, what can you do? How can you help a person speed up their labor?
Yeah, there's lots of different ways that you can do that. None of them are foolproof, but they're things that can't hurt to try. So physical movement can be very helpful for a mom to go for a walk or maybe do some squats or some different yoga poses that help to engage the baby's head against the cervix to encourage dilation. On the other hand, if a mom is completely exhausted, she may need to get some rest to kind of gear up for that big moment. And we can help her to get more comfortable, maybe to relax her by taking a shower or getting in the tub. So we try to assess what exactly the mom needs and try to offer some different tips and tricks to help her along.
Well, that sounds very exciting because, but what you're saying is you do not offer any physical you're not involved in the physical aspect. Do you work with the doctor, with the OB?
So we work with the OB in the sense that we're there to support the mother through that. We don't make any decisions. We don't make clinical decisions. We can help explain to the mother maybe what's going on clinically. We can help the mother ask the doctors the right questions. Maybe they're confused about something. We can make sure that the mother gets to talk to the doctor or the nurse or maybe even the anesthesiologist to get her questions answered about her medical care.
Well, I remember that when I was giving birth, was pregnant with my first child many, many years ago, and we didn't have the growing place, but we did have a group called Lamaze. It was an educational setup where my husband and I attended sessions in a local hospital, and I prepared for what I believed was going to be natural childbirth and breastfeeding. And if you've just tuned in, you're listening to Take Charge of Your Life. And this evening we're talking about a phenomenally new program that is going to offer such a tremendous amount of support to new mothers from preconception through birth and afterwards as well. And my guests this evening are Mary Welch and Ginny Afuso, who are certified doulas and also co-founders of a brand new organization called The Growing Place, located in Emmaus. And so when I was giving birth, we went to the Lamaze program. And we even got signed certificates. We had graduated, and we posted them on the wall. And I was prepared for natural childbirth, and I was prepared for, I was going to do breastfeeding. But I said to my doctor, I said, doctor, how do I prepare my breasts for breastfeeding? And he said, bring your breasts. Now, I really should have fired him. But it was in the day and age when you didn't do that. You didn't even think of that. I just went, oh. And then I also wanted natural childbirth. And I was prepared. They had taught us how to do the breathing, My husband was prepared with me. Of course, they didn't allow him in to the birthing experience. But my doctor went, I said, doctor, I don't want medication. I want to do natural childbirth. Will you help me? He said, uh-huh. And when I was to the birthing stage and ready to give birth, he knocked me out with all kinds of drugs, and I never remembered what happened in the birthing process. How does that differ from what you offer newly mothers and their partners?
So I think right now women really do want a similar kind of thing. You know, there's a lot of them that want natural birth, or at least want their wishes for what kind of birth that they want to be followed. And what we do is we help them make sure that they have a good care provider that will support them through that. So we teach them maybe some questions that they can ask to make sure that the care provider isn't just going, uh-huh, like your experience, so that they ask open-ended questions that are going to get a dialogue in place. And once that dialogue's in place, then the mother can really make sure that the care provider is on the same page as she's on, and not just giving her basic answers and yesing her. So we start there, and then we also connect the mothers with other professionals like lactation consultants, childbirth educators, people like that. And by making sure that those are available to them, they can make sure all of their needs are met so that come when it's time to give birth, through it's time to breastfeed and all of that, they feel that they are well-educated and well-prepared, and they have the right support people in their life to get all of that going.
Mary, what about a birth education plan? And what's the difference between birth education and doula?
Yes, so they are definitely complementary, but they are very unique. So a childbirth education class offers the couple a time to truly understand the anatomy and physiology of the laboring and birthing woman, common hospital procedures, just routine practices. For example, many people don't realize that when you go into the hospital to give birth, they're going to want to place an IV in your hand. That's very important, but people don't always know why they need to have that, or they may be surprised when they get to the hospital. So what a childbirth education class does is let them know common things that will happen in the hospital, lets them understand different options that they have. For example, pain medication. There's lots of people who have varying degrees of desire to use medication. Some people want to have nothing, and some people, you know, are ready for their epidural as soon as their labor starts. But some people don't realize that there's an in-between, which is an IV medicine like Stadol or Nubain, that can help the mom to relax and cope with the pressures of labor without necessarily some of the risks that are involved with an epidural. So we like to say that something like Nubain can help a mom kind of feel the way she would after a couple of glasses of wine, where it doesn't necessarily take away her pain, but helps her to cope with that a little and maybe care a little less. So a childbirth education class helps a woman to truly understand what all of those different options are, so when it comes time for her to decide, she's prepared to make an informed decision.
And we're going to talk more about the many aspects of this wonderful new program called the Growing Place for those people giving birth and perhaps even the pre-birth experiences when we return to Take Charge of Your Life on WDIY.
You're listening to WDIY, Community Public Radio for the Lehigh Valley. If you appreciate and value the programming we provide, including NPR's in-depth news coverage, our local public affairs programs, and the diverse mix of music we broadcast each day, please consider becoming a member. Membership is our most important source of revenue. We can't do it without you. You can make a secure donation online at wdiy.org. Thanks for listening, and thanks for your support.
Welcome back to Take Charge of Your Life. Hello, this is Eleanor Bobrow, your host. And this evening, we're talking about a very special service that has just established itself in the Lehigh Valley. It's called the Growing Place, and it's located in Emmaus. And my guests this evening are Ginny Afuso, a childbirth educator and birth doula with a passion for supporting women as they journey through their pregnancy and birth experiences, and Mary Welsh, who is also a certified birth doula, who also enjoys the same ideas of guiding women and their partners through the birth experience. And we've had a wonderful discussion about the many services that you offer, and we were just talking about the idea that you offer a combination of services at the Growing Place. One is birth services, and an education for that. How does that differ from the doula service?
Yes, so all of the services that we offer at The Growing Place are meant to stand as something individual. So you can benefit from one service or from a combination of many things, and they are all complementary. But childbirth education services are something that we offer independent of doula services. So we can help a family, if they've already have a doula or they've already taken a childbirth education class, we could help them with the other one. But they are very complementary in the sense that the more education you have will better prepare you for that birth, and your doula is there to support you through that.
So the childbirth education is a different is a complementary experience.
Yes, it is.
And how long does that last?
So childbirth education is accomplished across three sessions of 2 hours each that cover the different stages. So the first one is a little bit more about pregnancy, nutrition and exercise. The second class covers a little bit more about the actual childbirth experience, so what to expect, common things that you'll encounter in the hospital. And then the third one covers your postpartum care, newborn care, and starts a conversation about breastfeeding.
Now, is this for the couple as well, or is it generally for the pregnant woman? How does that work?
We encourage the pregnant mom to come, as well as the father of the baby, and even maybe one support person like her mother or her sister who may kind of be helping her along the way.
Well, that sounds very exciting. Now, you also offer other services. You focus on a combination of wellness at wellness services as well. Tell us the wellness services that you offer.
So the wellness services that we currently offer are massage therapy. We do that through pregnancy, so for pregnant moms, also for moms who are working on conception. It's going to help the blood flow. It's going to help the hormones flow. It's going to give them a better chance of getting pregnant. Also for fathers, you know, whether their wife is pregnant or their partner is pregnant or they're working on conceiving, giving the father massage, helping him relax and stay comfortable is very important. Reflexology. So we offer reflexology, which is done with your feet. And it's kind of through a medical massage of your feet. This is also great for women who are pregnant. It can help with nausea. It can help with some physical problems like sore backs, things like that, swelling. And again, that's also wonderful for fathers who are, you know, supporting a pregnant mom. Also for fathers, again, who are working on conception. We offer Reiki, which is energy work, which is wonderful from preconception through even after you have a baby. We also offer some other healing therapies, such as raindrop therapy, which works with essential oils, chi healing, which is more energy work. So we have a lot of different services that work hands-on with the family to keep them in good, healthy condition.
Well, let's take a couple who comes to you. Let's take it from the beginning. What happens when they meet you at the very beginning? And give us an example of follow through from birth through from the conception. They come to you. Maybe they're already pregnant, and the partners come, and guide us through how you would deal with them through the birth and maybe even afterwards. Because this is a whole program.
It is. So we like to offer a very wide variety of services. And obviously, every couple is very unique in what they're looking for. So we try to just have a conversation with the family when they first come to us and say, what brought you here? Maybe they've heard about doula services, or maybe they're just looking for a prenatal yoga class. Whatever it is that brought them in, we like to just understand where they're at in their lives with their family, with their health, with what they're looking for. A typical client may call and say, I'm newly pregnant, maybe I'm new to the area, and I would like to kind of start setting the stage for my birth. So from there, we can talk to them about, well, what are your expectations for your birth? And maybe they say, I don't really know. I never thought about it. Well, in that case, the first thing we would say to them is you might want to take a childbirth education class, because that'll help you to understand all of your options and what's available to you, whether you're using an obstetrician or a midwife, whether you're looking for a birth in the hospital or at home. Once they kind of have that education under their belt, they may say, I need some more support. And we can say, okay, then a doula may be beneficial to you because that allows someone to be with you from the time you start your labor all the way through delivery.
I think that's very important. Say that again. When you have a doula present, or you say you want a doula, that doula is present from the time you begin labor through the birth process and the hospital?
It depends for each woman because some women cope a little better with their early labor than others do. But we usually come to the mom sometime between when her labor started and when it becomes more intense. So she calls us and says, you know, my contractions are maybe 7 or 10 minutes apart, but they're getting more intense and I need help to get through this. So then we would come to the mom, come to her home, make sure that she's comfortable, she's hydrated, she's resting when she can, so that she preserves her energy for the ultimate labor and delivery.
You also come to the hospital.
We do. So once the mom is ready to move from the home to the hospital, we'll come with her and we try to ease that transition. You can have a very good labor pattern going at home. You know, every time a contraction comes, you may have a routine that you go into to help cope with the discomfort that can be associated. But moving in the car, moving to a new environment can be a stress and can sometimes slow that labor. So we try to ease that transition by keeping the mom in her rhythm, maybe incorporating elements from her home into her birth room, such as candles, low light, maybe some music. Perhaps she feels very comfortable in the water, so we can maybe help her to remind the staff that at the hospital that she'd like to get in the jacuzzi or to get into the shower. And we try to make that transition as seamless as possible. And then we'll stay with her ultimately until the baby's delivered, that if she's initiated breastfeeding, that if she wanted skin-to-skin contact, that that's happening.
Well, that sounds very exciting that, you know, that really the once people have learned about your service, they can really be accompanied right through the journey, right along. But we stopped at the hospital. What do you offer at home?
So once the baby's born, there's several different options that we offer at the Growing Place. The first one is postpartum doula services. So postpartum doulas are educated as far as baby care, breastfeeding, and what they do is they will then come to the mother's home and help her with how do I breastfeed? How do I get on a good pattern? How do I help the baby go to sleep? I want to swaddle. I don't know how to swaddle. Could you help me with that? Could you help me with the other children in the house? Help them get accustomed to the baby. Even as far as light housework, you know, I've been nursing the baby and I have a sink full of dishes. Could you just help me load the dishwasher? So postpartum doulas do a lot of helping the transition from the family unit before the baby came to the family unit after the baby comes.
And how many hours do they come? Do they stay?
We have a minimum of 5 hours that they book, but you could have a birth doula that could come and stay for a chunk of 4 or 5 hours for 5 or 6 days. So it's going to depend on the needs of the family.
Well, that sounds very exciting what happens is that the birth mother is never alone. Even after she's given birth, one of the things I remember happening was that I was wonderful with children because I had been in school, but I remember having my little son, my first child, and I saw this little baby. He was so small. I was overwhelmed, and I was reading Dr. Spock, and I was reading all these books, but I didn't have anybody at home to help except my husband, who was at school or wherever he was, and I was alone most of the day. And what you're saying is you provide services so that mother needs some help, she has help to guide her through all of the difficulties of the newborn baby. How else do you provide help?
Another thing that we do is we have lactation consultants on staff. So the lactation consultants will do classes prior, and they will do breastfeeding classes. So they'll prepare the mother prior to the baby being born for breastfeeding, but they can also help afterwards. So if there's a baby that's born and the postpartum doula helps the mom, but maybe there are some special needs going on, the baby's tongue-tied or the baby has some other problems that are out of the scope of the postpartum doula, that they really need some professional specialized support in breastfeeding. We have lactation consultants that will do in-home visits as well as in-office visits to help moms through that.
And before we leave, I want to make sure that you also have a nanny, a doula nanny.
Yes. Yes, so we offer night nanny services. And what that means is that you have a postpartum doula, but they're specifically contracted to come at night. So let's say between the hours of 7 p.m. and 7 a.m. The true benefit of that is so that mom and dad can get the sleep they need to better care for their baby during the day. So the night nanny may bring the baby in for a feeding if the mom is breastfeeding or is able to feed the baby by bottle if needed. So that's a great way for moms and dads to get the sleep they need to be better parents during the day.
Well, what an exciting service you offer. Give us some information about how we can contact you if we are in need of your services.
So all of our services are listed on our website, which is thegrowingplacepa.com. And we can also be reached by phone at 484-232-9066.
And you have special hours when people are available for consulting?
Our class schedule is available on our website, and we are always there during the times that we have classes and also by appointment.
So the best thing is to look at the website and give the website again.
It is thegrowingplacepa.com. The address of The Growing Place is 184 Main Street in Emmaus.
Well, I want to thank you so much, Ginny Afuso and Mary Welsh, for the exciting program that you are offering in the Lehigh Valley in Emmaus for those women who are either in preconception, right through, follow through from the birth and thereon. What a wonderful service that you are offering, and the variety of services are so exciting, from birth education to consulting about lactation through through the nanny after birth, so that couples can get service at night so they can get a good night's sleep. So please feel free to contact them, and it has been a pleasure because you offer a much-needed service from preconception through childbirth and early parenting. You offer a much-needed service in the Lehigh Valley, and much success to you. Thank you again for listening. Thank you, Neil Heaver, producer. See you all on the radio next Monday evening at 6:30 p.m. when I again invite you to take charge of your life on WDIY.